Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know.
Happy New Year. Happy, happy New Year. Wish you luck. Wish you health. Wish you hope. And wish you wealth. Come together, sing the song until the world will live as one. Happy New Year. Happy, happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy, 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 happy New Year.
Hey, we're Greg and Stephanie Blum. Happy New Year. Stephanie, where were you?
I'm having sitter issues, okay? I had to put the baby to bed. You're lucky I wore her out her mommy and me class.
Yes. Is she sleeping?
I hope so. We'll hear her if she's not.
Okay. Wait.
I have a babysitter I started 1 week ago. She called in sick.
That's not a good sign.
No.
You've hated her since the beginning.
No, I do not. I don't. I don't trust anyone. That's a good thing.
Moms have
a... I don't even trust you.
Moms have...
I don't want you to talk to our children at
well,
all.
Well, obviously you didn't act
you
on your
misinformation.
On your intuition.
No.
And you married me anyway.
Because I was lustful.
What? Yeah. Is that what it was?
No. I don't know. I was 30.
What does that mean?
I had the biological clock was ticking. You look like a nice Jewish boy and I grabbed you up.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Mm-hmm. I miss this microphone, this big black microphone. I missed it. What?
I miss you too, baby.
Thank you. I wish it would play Barry White to me.
It will.
All right, good.
Is it true what they say about the way you people are gifted? Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true.
Bend down and take it, baby.
Wow, you have your new sound effects, huh? You
I'm excited? All ready to go, people.
You're excited?
I'm very excited. It's great to be here. It's great to be back. Hello to everyone, to all our listeners. What are you doing to the microphone?
I'm trying to fix it.
I'll give you something to big black to touch. Big and black.
Who, your boyfriend?
Hey, you can't call your own husband gay.
I just did.
Wow. You need a daily show. This woman.
What's the matter?
Well, you have like all this pent up sexual frustration, obviously. Oh, that's me. Maybe that was me. Sorry.
No, I'm just naturally obnoxious.
Stop moving.
It's bothering me. Let's get on Craigslist and find another sitter, shall we?
Well, that's what you get for going on Craigslist.
You're the one who went on Craigslist.
That's right. I found her.
Yeah.
Stephanie has an issue with... let me just tell you what's going to be on today's show. Today's topic is, should parents walk around the house naked in front of their kids?
I shouldn't. You definitely shouldn't.
Also, we have an Uncle Larry update, Stephanie's retarded brother.
We do?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. Aren't you going to fill us in?
Okay. There's nothing.
There's a lot to fill in.
He hasn't urinated anywhere lately, except in the toilet, as far as I know.
They're trying to kick him out of his building because he stands in front of the mailbox.
He has a little OCD.
Okay, hold on. We'll get to that.
I forgot.
And seven sex toys already in your bedroom.
In my bedroom? Oh, no. Don't tease me like that. You said they were in my bedroom. You better put them in there.
Seven sex toys already in your bedroom from Cosmopolitan magazine.
Will it blow my hair back? That's a commercial. You see the Trojan commercials? They come running into the store to get Trojans and they turn around and their hair is blown back straight.
No, I
like
missed
hard,
that.
Like but a I got, big erection. But, did you see that?
No. Oh. But I have good news. I finally found a sex toy, a sex object that I can customize and give away to our listeners.
Really?
Yes.
What is it?
It's
it better be a vibrator.
Condoms.
Nobody uses condoms anymore.
And we put your picture on it, and when you pop a boner, you expand.
I don't like this.
No, that's not
true.
Gross. No, it's on the label. You can put anything you want on it. We could customize. We could write Stephanie and Greg show.
On a vibrator. I haven't found that yet. Vibrator.
I haven't found. You want to send that a vibrator?
To the ladies. And maybe to the men. I don't know.
What should it say on it?
We'll get some analese. You know, my friend, I went out with it for a girl's night out the other night. And I have a girlfriend who uses analese. I don't know. I'm assuming it's for like anal sex. And I was like, she said, yeah, it numbs you. And I'm like, anything you have to numb, you shouldn't be doing. Like, if you have to, you numb your mouth when you get your tooth fixed, but that's because you don't want the pain. You shouldn't have to numb your a-hole to have anything enter there. God didn't make things to go in. He made it to come out.
Did I mention that I abused somebody named Annalise once myself.
I know you did.
Yes, I did.
Annalise? You used Annalise?
No, I never even heard of that crap.
Is that funny? She like uses Annalise and she talks about it a lot.
Now is she,
so they
well,
must
obviously,
do it all the time.
Is she the same one who says she walks around their house
yeah,
naked?
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
Okay, Stephanie goes out with her friends and she comes home and she's like, all my friends walk around the house naked.
In front of their boys.
In front of their kids. This one, the one with the analese, also you said she...
She washes her floor naked. I hope she's not listening.
With the kids home?
Yeah. Well, she walks around with them naked. Why
Let's come
she
up with a name for her that so we can call her...
Rosalind.
No.
It's
too close.
Joanne.
No, it has to be... She's...
Jessica. Hello.
Dingbat. No, Jessica. She's actually Italian. She's
Juicy.
She's of your heritage, Aunt Tubert.
Oh, that's no excuse.
Well, let's call her, what's a good Italian name? That's a woman's name.
Svachim. Why don't you call her Svachim?
No, that's not nice.
Giovanni. What's a Svachim? What is that?
Why would I be nice about that? Is that proper? You people live in an affluent society. Are you pygmies in Africa?
She likes to have her naked? She likes to have her breasts sway back and forth in the summer while she's washing her floor. What's wrong with that?
I don't. What's like that. That doesn't sound good. Stephanie's yawning. Stop yawning.
But I'm not yawning into the mic.
Okay, let's just go on with. I was at my parents' house for 5 days in Del Boca Vista in Florida.
That's relaxing. I called. He yelled at me because I called, and they didn't pick up the phone. And when you call them, they scream about where the phone is for like 10 minutes. Someone pick up the phone.
No, it was
Why
worse.
Why isn't anyone getting the phone?
It was worse. My mother comes running down, I'm trying to change a light bulb in the garage. She comes running outside. Gregory, Stephanie tried to call and I missed it. And then I tried to call her back and there was no answer. And her answering machine picked up and it said, Stephanie, leave a message. And I think it was too fast and I couldn't understand what she said. And I don't know what to do. I'm like, I'll call her back. Don't worry about it.
And then he yells at me, don't call the house.
I said, call my cell phone. Don't call the house.
Well,
it freaks everybody out. Elsa, why aren't you answering the phone? Melvin, leave me alone. I'm busy. Elsa, you're supposed to pick up the phone. It's a nightmare.
That's why he's high strung. Very relaxed here with only one child. Just me and Maya.
I took the two kids. And you know what? People were coming up to me all over the place on the trip.
Really?
In the airport and everything. Wow, you're traveling with these kids by yourself? I could never have done that.
What, mothers?
No, men.
Oh, okay. I was like, mothers?
You got your hands full. You got two kids.
Yeah.
I'm a modern parent. Mother effer.
You're a man.
I'm a real man.
Let me tell you something. The tar, I got to just say this, that they're doing tarring at Lonnie's school.
Yeah.
When I came out from the mommy and me with baby Maya, my eyes were burning. And
oh, that's
I couldn't
breathe. That's healthy.
No, it's upsetting me. It hasn't ever been so bad. Actually, one of the mothers took their kid out and they won't give her the money back. Like they're tarring, you know, they're building the new temple and it stinks. That can't be healthy.
I'm getting a call.
From who?
I don't know.
From my friend who's naked.
You're calling the Stephanie and Greg show. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, yes. Hello, Stephanie and Greg.
It's Corey.
Corey?
How are you?
How did you find us?
Oh, my God.
Is that Corey?
Oh, boy. Hold on a second. For people who don't know who this is, this is Corey. You're listening to the Stephanie and Greg show. This is our
I'm so excited. it.
He's our super gay school teacher porn star. You would not believe how handsome and manly this gentleman is by listening to his voice. I'm manly. I sound like a man. I'm a Ted Williams man, and I look like a gay little freak. This guy, Corey.
God, you know
Colson,
what?
He sounds like a little Fagula. And he's the most handsome porn star you'll ever meet.
Thank you so much, and, Gregory. So you got the photos, huh?
And a talented artist, I must say.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you got it. And guess what I got? I'm wearing it right now. And it's the perfect gay small. Thank you. I'm wearing my Talk Radio X T-shirt.
Yeah. And
nothing else. Just socks.
Oh, my. Does it hang below your privates, or are you...
Oh, let's see. Let me see. I'm looking in the mirror. It goes... No, honey, no. Mm-hmm. No. It just grazes the little shrubbery on top.
Okay, so you're wearing it. Did you cut the...
arms off?
Did you cut the sleeves off?
No, I'm not going to do that because that was very 90s. We homosexuals like to keep our sleeves... And this cotton, this is a nice cotton you got here.
Well, I sprung for the heavy cotton, expensive Talk Radio X T-shirts for you guys.
Oh,
because you're my audience.
Life.
You people call in. We love you. You don't understand. We'll pay. We'll buy any listeners that we can. Right, Stephanie?
Mm-hmm. But I wanted to say one thing to Stephanie.
Yes.
I listened twice to your bit about your stand-up where you had to get the speed therapist that was from India.
Yes.
Stephanie's a stand-up. God. Stephanie's a comedian, and she does a routine about
speech therapy.
Speech therapy.
About my son getting speech therapy, and the speech therapist has an Indian accent.
We'll play it tomorrow on tomorrow's show, okay?
Wait, Corey has something to say.
Todd, make a note of it.
Shut up, you prick. I'm on my break.
Hold on a second. Okay.
He's trying to compliment me. Could you let him?
I'm trying to compliment the beautiful Stephanie, who I laughed so hard I was crying. Oh. I heard it twice. And it was funnier the second time because I'm listening to the audience just go insane. You were red hot that night. I'm so glad they got it on tape. And they need to play more of your routine because you are very talented and super funny.
Thanks, Corey. That's so nice.
What about me?
No,
Gregory, you're one of the nicest, crazy people I've ever heard on the radio, and you follow through. I like that about you.
My word is my bond, my friend.
Oh, thus saith the Lord. All right. I love you guys.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you.
Kiss babies for me.
We love you. I'm kissing your genitals right now.
No.
I want, I'm kissing him. I'm kissing him in cyberspace.
In friendship mode.
Yes. Thank you, Corey.
It's too much.
The funniest thing is that nobody on this show.
To each other.
Nobody on this show looks anything like the way they sound. I don't look anything the way I sound either, do I?
Do you think you sound manly or something?
I think I sound a lot manlier than
I
look.
You sound a little gay also.
I know, but I'm gayer than
I
sound.
That matches your look.
I'm much uglier than I sound.
You make me sound like a loser because now I've married a gay, homely man with a pencil penis. we sound like big losers now.
A golf, salty,
a bowling
Stephanie.
Pencil, no less.
What did I? Yeah. What I thought? Did I say golf? What did I say?
You just said pencil. A regular pencil's not so bad. I wish I was the size of a regular pencil.
Yeah. Like, what kind of judgment do I have? It's all about me, and it looks bad.
The new golf pencils have erasers on them now.
Oh,
isn't that interesting?
I don't. It's too much.
Listen,
with the pencil,
I have my own self-esteem issues. I'm just
so why I don't sound like yeah. Like, what do I look like? I don't sound like I look. Yeah, who are you? I don't like your attitude.
All I'm saying is,
just insult yourself.
I didn't marry you for your looks. I married you for your voice.
I married you for your big wallet. What do you mean? mean? I don't like this, where this is going, Mr.
All
Mally.
I'm trying to say is that...
ruining our, the show right off the
bat. We should take our show on the road and exclude him.
Let me be right. more...
How do we mute him?
I don't know.
Let me be a little clear, more clear. Mr. Maui, I believe, has an awesome voice,
mm-hmm.
especially yeah. for radio. He sounds...
I'm the Ted Williams of...
he's the Ted Williams that. Of Jewish radio.
Okay.
Wait, I can say that deeper. So go on. This is where
you're
it gets ugly. I'm waiting for the but.
Oy vey is mir.
But I don't look like I have a good voice. Is that what you're saying?
All I'm trying to do is
you're
say.
You're in so much trouble.
I'm just saying
so
you have
levels.
A wonderful voice, and I value your participation on the show.
Oh, and I was kissing
because
my ass.
What you're saying is I'm not as attractive as you think my voice would lead people to believe. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that is what you're saying. That screwed up.
I didn't say that.
That's,
you made that
no,
up.
No, that's what you were insinuating. No.
We gleaned.
And also me.
I hope this show isn't being recorded because I don't want him to be able to listen to this and call me
on
it.
You better just move on because we're going nowhere and you're getting deeper and deeper
well,
in this hole.
Well, I'm just very excited to be back. I don't
so
even...
So insult yourself.
I did.
And
I insulted
continue
myself.
Continue to do that without drawing us in.
Well,
perhaps, Stephanie, we should insult Greg for a few minutes.
I do it every day for his whole life.
Please, I'm used to it.
I'm waiting till Friday to insult him in person.
Listen.
Spit in his food.
Like I haven't already.
We have a lot of stuff to get to, and I want to...
actually, your golf pencil's bigger than you are.
Okay. What? We had a very lovely time the other night. Let me just say that. It's about time we had a little something going on in the bedroom.
It was lovely.
I was away for 5 days and she missed me. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I was lucky.
I missed your bowling pencil.
She didn't get lucky. Let's put it that way. I got lucky. But I won't say anything else about that.
All right.
I was. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That was you.
Don't you think you know, our audience would like free condoms with interesting Stephanie and Greg show sayings on them?
No.
Like Stephanie's jokes?
No, I would not.
Like
enjoy
I got pounded with Stephanie and Greg.
I don't want my face on someone's condom.
No, not your face. Oh. Your genitals.
My genitals no. on someone's condom?
How about Stephanie and Greg make me moan?
That picture of a pencil.
Yeah, why don't we mail out golf pencils with your 70 Greg show on it?
That's golf pencil shaped penises. I mean, penis shaped golf.
No,
pencils.
Well, the eraser will be the like.
And we could actually
and two marbles.
Two marbles, and we could fill it with mayonnaise, and people could use it to put
right,
condiments
right,
on their hot dog.
I would like to stay on the up and up.
The Stephanie Greg Show is back and better than ever.
Let's cover a topic, shall we?
Okay. Now, we have to get to this before we run out of time because we brought it up at the beginning of the show. The should parents walk around the house naked? That's very important to cover.
Yes.
But before that, I just want to say my trip to Florida, the freakiest thing about staying at my parents' house was they have you know how people have like coffee table books, like nice books that they put out on their coffee table?
Mm-hmm.
They have a book. They had a book on their coffee table called The Holocaust Survivors Cookbook. It, you know, in the Holocaust, they didn't have any food.
They go get old bread. It's moldy
like,
bread.
Take a bowl of old bread. A half a cup of sawdust. What? A pound of human excrement. A pinch of Zyklon B and a potato.
What?
And mix it.
And be careful not to overcook.
Why? Right. What
understand
was in it? Did
that.
You look in it now?
Hey,
hi, Mama.
Mommy, why do you have a Holocaust survivors cookbook on your table?
Because it was printed for charity purposes.
It's inappropriate.
Huh?
You shouldn't have that.
I can't understand.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you have a cauliflower ear?
Maybe you are a little bit too loud.
Okay, Mommy, listen. Why it's not appropriate to have a cauliflower.
Get it, Gregory.
Mommy, I don't appreciate it when you make fun of the Holocaust.
What is it? What are you talking about? May I ask?
Why do you have a Holocaust cookbook on your table?
I told you why. Because I bought it. You... Like the donation that I made when I bought it, it goes to charity.
Yeah, but you don't have to put it out on the coffee table.
Why not?
Because it's not appropriate.
Who decided that, Greg?
Yeah, who?
Okay.
Who decided it's not it's my house?
Yeah. Stephanie's on your side.
That's what? Right. Why do
Stephanie's
you...
on your side. I don't understand.
Curveballs. I don't understand. I'm a Holocaust survivor, and if I want to have a Holocaust cookbook on my table, I'm entitled
That's
to it.
That's right. It's her house. Damn
I'm
it.
Your son, and you listen to me.
What?
I'm Hitler. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Why are you a troublemaker?
I'm not a troublemaker. I love you, Mommy.
Excuse me. Why does it bother you?
I was offended, okay?
Huh? You're offended?
I was offended. Listen, the ingredients in those recipes include all kinds of horrible things like human skin and gas.
I see. Gregory,
if you don't yell, I will hear you.
Okay. I'll call you back later. Love you, Mommy.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye.
Oh.
You upset her.
Okay,
what
listen.
What the hell was in it? Did you open one of the pages and read a recipe? Seriously, no joke.
No, because my mother said the recipes are no good in there. She did. She said that.
She just bought it for charity.
But you don't have to right put there. It on the table.
You're offended?
Listen. What, Antubert?
Greg, I'm with you usually 100% of the time, but I got to go along with your mother, you know?
On it's her this house. One.
And, you know, she was like three people away from being a lampshade. If she wants to put that book on a That's table, right. She can do whatever she wants.
That's right. I'm with her.
I agree. Okay. You swayed me. What can I say?
That was easy.
It's a good topic. Now, Stephanie, should parents be allowed to walk around in the house? Stephanie's asking me last night. She's going, is it okay to walk around in front of your kids naked? We had this whole conversation on the show like a year ago.
It depends what you look like. If you're hot, yes.
My daughter said, can I see your vagina?
And you whipped it out for her.
You said, I can't show you that, but I'll show you my bowling pencil.
One you write with, one you erase with. No, and I said, I showed it to her because she wanted to see it. And I don't want to be the type of parent.
You showed her your vagina?
I showed her my penis. You know what I did. I showed her my penis because I didn't want her to always wonder what a penis looks like. And she
would
only
have forgotten like 3 seconds later. Now she's traumatized.
Hi, this is Ted Williams from Child Protective Services.
She should have showed her a picture of a chainsaw. That would have kept her away from them for a while.
That's a good idea. I should have thought of that. Well, she saw mine and she got scared anyway because
it's like a
she had to crawl through the brush.
A hairy
to find
pencil.
It. Listen. when we were in Florida, I took my pants off
all
in
right.
front of her.
Here we go
again.
Yeah, because I didn't take my underwear off. I was just changing, and she goes, "Are you wearing underwear?" Because I'm not. Because I don't have Corey sized T-shirts that come up to my nipples. I was wearing a long T-shirt and I was wearing underwear. And she goes, "Are you wearing underwear?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, good, because I don't want to see your privates."
That's what I say every night.
But see, she. So I'm proud
Daddy,
of her.
Daddy, do you have any analies?
This is how little Jewish girls get trained.
What do you mean by that?
Everybody hit got really quiet.
What do you mean that's how little Jewish girls get trained?
What are you calling them,
trained?
Whores or what?
No, the opposite.